Welcome to the Unfunny Kevin Show. Thank you guys for listening. I am Kevin Melody, your host. It's Monday, February 6th, the week of my birthday. Isn't that fun? My birthday. Oh, God. Birthday. I mean, you know, I'm not high on birthdays in general. Not just my own, just birthdays in general suck. They're like weird rituals that we keep, and I don't know. It seems stupid, but anyway, my birthday is this week, February 9th, and I'm here with you guys celebrating early with various takes and thoughts and feelings to share. First of all, thank you guys for supporting the show. January to February, we had over 1,500 new listeners, which is absurd. And I thank all of you for listening every Monday, and thank you for supporting Tapped In at tappedinmusic.com. And yeah, so we introduced, we had a guest last time, my good buddy Joseph, and the Black Larry David on TikTok, and we had a good conversation about how he got into that sphere that I hope some people found useful. If not, you could skip it. But we did introduce a new segment at the end called Dear Zaddy, which is my version of Dear Abby. And we look forward to getting your Dear Zaddy questions at theunfunnykevinshow@gmail.com. I'll promote it through social media as well. Unfunny Kev on Instagram. Unfunnykevin.com. I wanted to open it up first. Last week, I've been doing so much. I mean, I say this every week. It's like never ending, but I've been doing so much shit. I did two episodes of Tapped In. One of them's out. The other one should come soon. I did a bunch of shit at my job. I've been doing a bunch of stuff to prepare for my upcoming wedding. I'm doing a bunch of... It's just like... You know what I mean? It's like it just never... It literally never ends. I had to go to a funeral last week for my friend's mother, which was a whole ordeal. And then I had to get a real ID because mine is expiring. It's just like, ugh. This shit, it's like, it's truly, it never, like, this is the secret to life, is like, it never ends. Like, you know, like, just the list of things you have to do never end. It's just like, you know, okay, so let me break it down. So I had to go to literally, like, one of my best friend's mom's funeral, and it was beautiful. Like, it was truly beautiful. And it's like, it's a rough thing. I think it's like a rough thing for everybody involved. But, the thing that I think is most interesting about it is like how folks come together over like a one person, and like your buddy, like, it's like my buddy's mom. So it's like, to me, that's like the relationship. You know, I go to his house, especially the last few years, have a good conversation with her about whatever, and then move on, you know. And there was this woman there who was, his mom was a great, really great woman, and she was part of this big sister program. And one of her, I don't know what you'd call it, little sisses, like one of her mentees, showed up. And she was this lovely Black woman from like Massachusetts. And she was just singing the praises of my buddy's mom. And like, they met in the 80s and they stayed in contact in the 90s and they wrote letters to each other. It was this beautiful, beautiful celebration of life and their relationship. And it made me realize like how important like that person, like how important his mom was to that person, and like all the different, it, just to see the multi-dimensional elements of a woman who was, you know, to me an awesome person, but also my buddy's mom. But it's like, you realize she's a lover, you know, like his dad spoke of her. She's a friend. She's a great human being. So, it's just so like, funeral is so interesting. Like, it's just so, and it's a beautiful, like that funeral in particular, was great. You know, it was a very beautiful moment. And, you know, my heart breaks and all that, but it was also beautiful. Like, it was great, you know? And after that, I had to go to the fucking DMV. It was like, what a day. You know, luckily the funeral was fine, but I had to go to DMV and do this fucking real ID thing. And I have some thoughts. I was writing while I was there. I was like fucking annoyed. But I was over there and I had this, these thoughts occur to me. And basically the fucking, when I was sitting there, somebody, I was listening in, you know, when you go to the DMV, you sit down and there's just like, you hear just people talking or people, you know, depending on which DMV you're at, there's weirdos. Sometimes there's just homeless people and they're playing with themselves. Like there was this one Asian lady who had this, like, she was standing at the front of a line and there's this Indian dude who was like on the other side, like running the window. Like when I was in line and I was like, oh, do you want to help her? And he's like, no, she's been here all day. No. She's been here all day. And I went, what? If she's been here all day, you should help her. He goes, no. She's been here all day. And she was like, I am not standing for this. And I was like, holy shit. What's wrong with her? And she was like, I'm not standing for this. I can't. You don't understand. I'm on fire. And I was like, wow, she is on fire. He was like, she literally thinks she's on fire. She's on crack cocaine. Like he was like convinced she's like a drug addict. And I'd been there all day and I was just like nervously waiting in line. So my point is the DMV has this beautiful cast of colorful vagrants and people there on official business and people there trying to get their license. It's just so interesting. And I heard there was like this younger white lady, and it was really funny. She was like, I just overheard her, and she was like, yeah, you know, I hate the DMV. I hate it. She was like talking to her friend. She's like, yeah, I just fucking hate it. And she was like, but I will say, at least I picked up my Starbs. I was like, ugh. She abbreviated Starbucks. That's how you know she's racist. I'm not just kidding. That's just how you know she's awful. And it was like, yeah, I'm so glad I got Starbs. She was like, it's like crack. Starbs is like crack. I love Starbs because it's like crack. And it obviously this is not a new revelation to me. I've heard people say that my whole life, you know. At some point, crack cocaine, like, you know, the drug, which had an entire epidemic that, I mean, incarcerated a lot of black people and wiped out many folks, that became it, like, not that, I don't know, sacred. I guess now it's like, like people are like, oh my God, these fries are like crack. There's a place called Crack Chicken, which is like in Long Beach or something, where they're like, oh, this chicken's like crack. Like, it's like cool. It's like socially acceptable. And this got me thinking. I'm like, how long is it before, you know, maybe it'll be like 2040 or something like that? Like, how long is it before you, like, they'll just forget about fentanyl and it'll just be like, man, that shit is fent. Like, oh my God, this protein latte is fent. That shit is fent. Like, when is that going to happen? When can we make fun of the thing that's like killing, you know, whites and homeless people at record rates? When are things going to be fent? Maybe I should start it. You know, this podcast is fent. It's not as funny. It's not as fun to say as crack. You know, like, that chicken's crack. The chicken is fent. Hey, don't get fent out of shape. You know, it could be a thing. I don't know. It could be a thing. It got me thinking. I'm like, when does that, you know, when does that happen? People move so fast now. Everything becomes a joke immediately. It's crazy. I don't know. It's just weird. Super weird. Like, it's weird vibes. Fucking busy. I finally got my real ID. They needed all this like paperwork and documentation. It was just a fucking pain in the ass. And then, God, then I had to, the weekend was interesting because it's like leading up to my birthday. And I feel like I'm contemplative 24/7. I'm thinking 24/7. So I'm not the kind of person that's like, ah, the my birthday is upon me. And then I sit at the windowsill and stare out, you know, and I got in my head. I'm in my head 24/7. I'm literally in my head 24/7. So it's not like, oh, my birthday's drawing near. I need to journal. Like, I just, but I do have thoughts because it's just been like so much shit. Like I said, it's just been like rapid fire. And it's very weird. Like, I think that, you know, I'm turning 30. And I feel better than I did when I was 25, which has, you know, largely to do with my lifestyle. But also, like, I just feel like I'm in a good place. So I'm not, like, as, like, weirded out by the turning of the page. But I'm also, like, I've been dating my fiancé for, like, 5 years. We're getting married. Like everything makes sense. Like, it all makes sense. It's not that weird to me. And also, like, if you keep your body in check and you're not 900 pounds or you don't have a million weird ailments, you're typically fine as you age. It's just what you do can make it rougher, right? So that's been there. It's, you know, in my head, but I was getting ready to have like a relaxing weekend. And it was funny. I haven't had a dog in a long time, and my neighbors wanted us to watch their dog. And my fiance is so kind and beautiful and doesn't say no. And we had to watch the dog, and it was funny. I was initially like, ah, oh, the Sunday is shot. But I forgot the little things about having a dog, like having to take the dog on a walk, you know? And that's where it's like, that's where it gets weird. Like, I was in my neighborhood. I don't know who owns a dog. I don't, you know, I walk at night, like to get exercise. I'm not out there during the day. So on Saturday, I was walking the dog, and you just see people like, oh my God, Sparky, stop. Stop, Sparky. Stay inside.
I'm comedian David Race in Los Angeles. I host a celebrity-filled paranormal talk show like no other. Monstrosity has great guests answering weird questions. You won't believe the combo of celebrities and paranormal experts who've been on this show. I guarantee you'll like Monstrosity, or you get your time back. Go to monstrositypodcast.com right now and take a look.
There's these people that let their dog off the leash and run around in their lawn, like, to just eat other dogs. Like, I don't understand. Like, why? Like, I never understood this. If you love that thing and it's a family member, why on earth do you not watch it? Why don't you revere it? You don't revere it or respect it in any meaningful way. You just say, that's my baby. And then you let it off the leash and run out the door to eat other people. How the fuck, your baby can murder me. Your little pit bull can fucking take this dog's head off. So it's like, you see, so I'm walking the dog and people are like, then it's like, there's etiquette. So like, the dog takes a shit, everyone's staring at you, and I'm like readying my bag. Don't worry, I'm picking it up. You better pick that up, boy. That's my lawn, boy. Like, just fucking get your eyes off of me, you fucking creep. You know, like, people are just weird, man. There's this one guy, I just noticed, he was like de-weeding his front lawn or something. He was like picking greens out of his lawn and throwing them in a bucket. And I'd never seen this gentleman before. And he went, hey, there's the, hey, Dua. I was like, what? The dog's name is Dua. He's like, that's Dua. Hey, Dua. Like, I didn't know he knew the dog. Like, he, you know, he saw the neighbors walking it and had a relationship with the dog. He's like, bring Dua over here. Let me say hello. I was like, hey, why don't you just whack your weeds or whatever the fuck you're doing? Why don't you just keep gardening? You don't need to say hello to Dua. You know, so I keep walking the dog. And then you run into kids. That's always fun. You know, they pet its head and stuff. But then you just see, like, people with other dogs. Now, let me tell you about respect. The utmost respect, you see me coming and you switch lanes. I love that. I respect you. Like, I saw people walk in their dog and they knew their dog's wired a little wild. And so they would just switch on the fucking sidewalk. They would cross the road and switch to the other side. I'd turn my head, wave at them. Thanks, buddy. Thanks, champ. You finger gun and you keep walking. Okay. But some people, let's just, it looks like they're having a chit chat. My dog just wants to say hi to your dog. And the dog's like, like, literally, it has a missing eye, for some reason, it has three sets of teeth, and it has like a tongue that just won't stay in its mouth. And she's like, oh, that's Sparky. She's just saying hello. Literally, it was I was terrified. Poor Duo was like, get me the fuck out of here. Get me the fuck out of here. And I felt awful. So I was like, that was one insane thing. And then it was like getting the dog to eat. Well, she's younger. So it's like, you got to play the game. You like kind of put a pebble on the floor and go, you want that? You want that? And then you make a little trail to the bowl, and then you get the dog to eat. And then you're like, all right, now we got to wake up early and walk the dog. And like, it's a whole thing. It's like, you know, it's not like having a kid. I get it. But it's like, it's a thing. It's a fucking thing. You gotta be alert and aware and in the know. You can't be too busy. That's the other thing. It's like, fuck me. I am going to get a dog after I get married. In May, I'm going to get a dog for sure. But, you know, we got to take a break because we got to talk about something that's super important to me. And it should be super important to you. We're talking about itsoklahomas.com. Now, if you're 21 or older, keep listening. If you're under 21, find someone who's 21 to help you buy. I'm just kidding. Go to itsoklahomas.com. Kick the habit and keep the ritual. 4.78 out of 5-star reviews. We're over 40,000 happy customers. Listen, they got hemp pre-roll, and they also, CBD pre-rolls, they have my favorite, Oklahoma Smokes, menthol and original, tobacco-free, nicotine-free. These are the fucking smokes that are no joke. I'm telling you, Oklahoma Smokes will help you keep the ritual and kick the habit. The hemp flower cigarettes take the edge off and they satisfy that urge to smoke. They're tobacco-free, nicotine-free, additive-free, made with 100% organically grown hemp flower. Hemp is a close cousin to Mary Jane, but it does not get you high. You'll get 50 milligrams of CBD, quality CBD per smoke. This isn't the CBD that you get at your little tobacco shop down the street from a guy named Amir, who's been here for like 3 years. From like Afghanistan, okay? This is hemp that is grown in California. It's locally sourced. It's high quality. It's not fucking hemp that is really salvia. And then you have like a fucking trip and you go, oh my God, I can't handle CBD because it gets me paranoid. It's not like that. You're not hallucinating. This is stuff to just kick the habit and keep the ritual. Again, it's Oklahomas.com. Go ahead and add a couple of smokes to your beautiful little shopping cart there and put in the code UNFUNNYKEVIN, UNFUNNYKEVIN, for 15% off your smokes. Support the show and support It's Oklahoma's, our favorite sponsor here at the Unfunny Kevin Show. And get your smokes today. So, where was I? Children, dogs, you know, marriage, funerals. I don't know, man. The whole thing. I got an update. I've been using, so I think I told you guys, I was using like a fucking tablet to create some separation. And I got my fucking screen time, like on my phone, down to like 2 hours and 25 minutes or something, which is nuts. And then the tablet, I'm using about an hour and 10 minutes a day, but that includes browsing. So it's like, you know, the few minutes I'm at home, I'm looking at fucking cars and stupid shit like that. And like, it's super, it's funny. I actually don't like that shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm home. I want to be with my wife. I want to hang out. I want to do stuff. Like, I hop on social media. I check my DMs. I post all the shit I have to post, and then I'm gone. Like, I'm completely gone. And the thing is, people are like, well, Just have it on your phone and don't use it. It's not the thing. It's not having the option automatically elevates you. Like, just not having it in your pants. Like, that's the thing too, is like, not having it in your pants, that changes the fucking game. I'm telling you. I'm telling you right now, it changes the game. And it's sad to me because, you know, like, I was talking to my sister. She just got a new job. And she's going to be like a hall monitor, like a yard supervisor for like a middle school, elementary school or whatever. And we were talking about this and I was like, what do you supervise? You supervise like kids staring at their phone? Like, nobody's fucking, like, I was like, there's no way people are fucking each other up and shoving people into lockers and giving each other fucking, I don't know, wet willies or whatever. People, I mean, they do worse malicious shit, like make an AI of your mom fucking them. Like, you know, they go on chat GPT or whatever, and they resurrect your dead dad to say, I don't love you, and make it and post it on Instagram. I mean, it's like fucking psychological warfare with these little cunts now. So I don't, like, I'm like, what are you monitoring? What? And she's like, well, there's elementary schoolers that don't have phones. And I'm like, really though? Really? Are you sure? I really think, I mean, I don't know if this is a hot take, but I think hitting your kid is healthier than giving them a smartphone. That's what I think, and I'll die on that hill. Have a good, no, I'm just kidding. I'm not kidding about that. I'm kidding about ending the show on that note. But I don't know. I'm just like, what in the fuck? Like, it's crazy, because I see it, like, now I see it more, because I'm not on my phone, I see it more often, and it's like the funniest thing is the parents. Because, like, when I see the parents, like, when you see a table, like, we went to dinner on Friday, and I was looking at this table, and it's like the mom and the dad and the kids all had their thing. Like, those fucking pictures. I mean, you've probably seen them on, like, fucking CNN or Fox News or something. Like, a screenshot of just, like, that new American family. Like, everyone's just on a screen. It's, like, funny because you're like, oh, that's just, like, it's not real. It's not, I don't do that. And then, like, you do. Yeah, you do. It's okay to admit it. It's not a big deal. I just, again, I'm not, it's not a better than thou. I'm a fucking mental case. That's why I got it off my phone. It's like, I'm like an alcoholic teaching you strategies to, like, white knuckle through your sobriety. Okay. I promise you, it's not a judgment call. It's just me saying, and just, this is observations in the world, you know? And I think that, again, I do think, hitting kids is healthier than giving them phones, and I won't, I'm not going to back down from that stance. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. It's what it is. It's fucking weird. Super Bowl's coming up too. I'm sure everyone's excited for that. It's my birthday weekend. It's Super Bowl weekend. I don't think I'm even gonna watch. I actually think me and my fiance are gonna go to like a swap meet. It's like some antique thing for my birthday. And just have a day, like make a day of it and do stupid shit. Which will be fun. You know, I love that. That's the other thing. Back to my birthday. I don't want to do anything. I really don't. I'm going to go to San Luis Obispo like the following week, hit a fucking winery or a casino or something, like just have a fucking break. For my birthday, I want a break. Like, that's it. I'm like, I want a fucking break. I don't want to like do anything nuts. I don't want to throw a rager. I just want a little bit of peace. Because it's the thing is, like, during the week, every week I'm doing shit. So it's like, what do you want for your birthday? I'm like, nothing. You. I want to hang out with you. Like, what an easy gift, you know? So I'm going to do some of that. If you have anything, you know, funny to share, you know, any dear zaddies, email theunfunnykevinshow@gmail.com. And birthday wishes can all go there as well, or on the gram on Funny Kev. But yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm tired, man. I'm tired of that shit. I had a funny thing happen too. A super funny thing. I was really, really stressed out about the fucking, you know, the what do you call it? The Dear Zaddy segment, because I was pulling stuff from Dear Abby, because I wasn't stoked on the things I got in my email, and I was like, I don't know, like, you know, maybe people think this is dark, you know, but the amount of people that were like, oh, this is great, I'm gonna send you crazier shit, was overwhelming. So definitely get that in. I'm gonna like try to promote that online as much as possible, because I think like being able to sit there and give like advice based on these fucking horrible scenarios. That's like pretty up my alley. So I'm totally okay with that. But yeah, so anyways, next week, I'll be celebrating my birthday. I'll be back Monday, for the show. I appreciate you guys listening every week. I got a bunch of shit coming out soon. So just stay tapped in with me at, tapped in on Instagram, tappedinmusic.com. Go to Unfunny Kev on Instagram, unfunnykevin.com. 5 stars and a comment in the Apple Podcast store goes such a far way. You have no idea. Support onemoonmanystars.com and buy the only official Paul Mooney merchandise that goes right into the pocket of his family. Listen to the Spring Mooney episode to elaborate on this show, episode 58. And continue to support me and send me an email, theunfunnykevinshow@gmail.com. And I appreciate you guys listening every week, and we will connect next week. But in the game